Hello, everybody. Welcome back. CJ Evolution. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. 67 episodes is where we're at right now. And that's all because of you, the listener. Thank you for sharing it with family and friends and recommending this podcast to them and others. I sure do appreciate it. If you could head over to cjevolution.net, that is the website devoted to the podcast, and you'll find a link to iTunes on that website. If you click on that link, you'll be able to rate and review my podcast, and I sure would appreciate it if you get a chance. You can also catch me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, as well as Anchor and Snapchat. So you can find me everywhere, so I'd love to hear from you. Reach out. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about the humanity behind the badge. What do I mean by that? You know, over the last several years, I know you in law enforcement and other first responders know exactly what I'm talking about, but over the last several years, it's no secret that first responders have been dragged through the mud, not only by the media, but by some members in the government. And I think we all know who we're talking about. Have you seen this congressman on Capitol Hill that has hanged this painting depicting law enforcement as pigs? If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it and you'll see it. It keeps going back and forth where one group will come and take the painting down and the other group will put it back up. What have we become if we're depicting our law enforcement, brave men and women, I don't care what color you are, where you come from, brave men and women who are serving in law enforcement, and we get this clown, yes, clown, this lawmaker who's supposed to represent the people, hanging up a painting depicting law enforcement as pigs. Truly is amazing, folks. And of course, they're saying it's free speech. You know, certain members are saying it's free speech. Yeah, BS is what it is. Our brave men and women in uniform, black, white, whatever, are doing such an amazing job every day. Every day, they're going out there, putting it on the line. And we get this guy who is supposed to represent the people just putting up this despicable picture, portraying police officers as something they're not. Are there bad cops out there, folks? Yes. I've said that many times. I tell it to students. I tell it to people I'm lecturing in front of. But the overwhelming majority of brave men and women out there wearing a uniform are doing the right thing. The humanity behind the badge. I have seen law enforcement officers take money out of their own pocket and give it to total strangers to help them with whatever they are going through. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Paying for gas for people or family who's run out of gas at a gas station. They're in your jurisdiction. You take out your credit card. You give them some cash. You're helping a homeless person get to a shelter. You're helping, you know, anybody who needs help. I've seen Christmas drives. People take, you know, officers taking time away from their families to donate their time to the less fortunate. Trust me, there is humanity behind the badge, folks. And I know those of you who wear a badge and those of you who are in the field know what I'm talking about. I'm reaching to the people out there that get their cues from the media. Because the media doesn't tell the whole story. The media likes reporting on the bad, folks. That is the rating. That's where the ratings are. But the majority of men and women out there are doing a good job. They are humane and they are doing the right thing. Hopefully law enforcement will be painted in a new light in the coming years. But it all starts with us, folks. We have to get the message out. We have to connect with our communities. We have to re-engage. Now is not the time to sink back into our patrol cars and to have that shell around us. Now is not the time to have that us against them mentality like some of us do. We have to engage in that community policing because that is what's going to turn everything around. I wanted to read something really quick to everybody. A great, great poem about police officers. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, mingling a saint and sinner, dust and deity. Gullied statistics wave the fan over the stinkers, underscore instances of dishonesty and brutality because they are new. What they really mean is that they are exceptional, unusual, and not commonplace. Buried under the frost is the fact. Less than one half of 1% of policemen misfit the uniform. That's a better average than you'd find among clergy. What is a policeman made of? He or she, of all men and women, is once the most needed and most unwanted. He's a strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and fuzz to his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals that each will think he won. But if the policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's flirting. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make an instant decision, which can require months for a judge, lawyer, and jury to make. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident and infallible with his diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and, above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp or expect to be sued. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. A policeman must know everything and not tell. He must know where all the sin is and not partake. A policeman must, from a single strand of hair, be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. If he gets promoted, he's a political pull. If he doesn't, he's a dullard. The policeman must chase a bum lead to a dead end, stake out 10 nights to tag one witness who saw it happen but refused to remember. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course, he'd have to be a genius, for he will have to feed his family on a policeman's salary. That is a great poem by Paul Harvey. And that's all I have for you folks. I hope it's been informative. I hope it is inspiring you to go out there and do great things for the profession. I hope to see you all very soon. Got a lot of great guests coming, folks. Stay tuned and take care. Be safe, everybody. Thank you for all the first responders right now that are serving and protecting us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.